Okay, and our last presenter for this session is Zi Yan, and she's an assistant professor of health sciences at Merrimack College, which is north of Boston, and her research interests focus on health and physical activity promotion.
Thank you, Sue. Well, thank you for staying so late. I'll try my best to do a good job so you won't regret for staying so late. My name is Zi Yan. Actually, Merrimack College is not just 20 miles north from Boston. I'm new to Boston too. I'm second year faculty, and before that I was at Oregon State University. This is a project I'm going to present to you is what I'm interested in doing while I was a doctoral student, but never get the opportunity to implement it. So the first year I launched in Merrimack, I'm like, yay, and I finally, you know, become a faculty, I can have some control and I can do this project. It's really interesting. My doctoral advisor, Dr. Brett Cardinal is sitting there, so he's along the way, he support me. So. Which button I should hit? Here we go. No relationships to disclose. The framework, also a pilot program I did, is really try to promote cultural competence as well as health behaviors among the future, well, health promotion professional. Also, it's just the undergraduate health major students. So cultural competence, right? We know it's a country become more diverse, and what the evidence, current evidence show is just we're not there yet, way our health promotion professionals, healthcare professionals are not ready yet to provide service to a diverse population. What does it mean being culturally competent? It means if there's a patient or client walk in different colors, speak different language, you feel comfortable to start the conversation. Then you know how to work with this patient and then finally deliver a good, culturally appropriate either treatment or service there. Why is that? If you recall what you have learned in college, I don't know how much health, like training in terms of cultural competence you have received. The reality is we just didn't prepare our professionals that way when they were in college as an undergraduate or graduate student. So that's why, and adversely, we need to actually work on that part and deliver that part of education at the beginning of their career preparation. At the same time, the college actually provide a lot of opportunities for us to work on this cultural competence part. One interesting group we identify is actually international students. Why international students? Other than they are very culturally, ethnically diverse, they are also a population growing really fast. It's currently 7 million international students in this country, majority of the undergraduate students. If you look at this as a trend of enrollment in the last 10, 20 years, it's just growing really fast. And also for international students that come here, on the one side, the college and university need to prepare, provide also cultural competent service to them. But international students, they are the group that first they're far away from their family and their friends, come here, no social support. Most of them come here really focused on academic study. They usually pay little attention to health, their lifestyle, their health behaviors. Depends on where they're from. They may have very limited knowledge and skills. And finally, look at our, you know, the college and university. We don't have a lot of service or even attention specifically to international students. So what problem they have? Well, a lot of them, especially female groups, are very sedentary and weight gain. So I originally from China. I gained 20 pounds after 3 months I came here, and I think I'm just average weight gain there because of stress, lifestyle change. By the way, the dessert here in this country is really, really good. So that's why, and also international smoking, high smoking rate. If you look at and some Asian country, other Middle East, really, really high smoking rate. And they think that's cool. We think, you know, they think culturally that it's still very cool things if you smoke. So put together, they need help, they need attention. But on the other side, right, the American students, the health major students, they need more interaction with people with diverse cultural background to help them gain cultural competence. So we feel there's just a nice niche there. Why don't we pair them up so they can actually all benefit from this kind of program? So peer education is, you should be really heard this a lot. It's very popular. It's been used not just in health promotion field and other field. There's different formats of peer education. There's peer collaboration, tutoring, counseling, different format of peer education. So what we did is we actually built this peer education program in an existing health promotion course. Why we do that? Because on the one side, all the students who majored in health take that class, they already have some basic knowledge, skills about theories, models, but what they don't have is actually the hands-on opportunity, right? You teach them what's a cultural competence, but really not until they work with someone, they don't know how to deliver that kind of message, how to use those kind of models. And finally, it's good for them so they can actually start to gain some cultural competence. So what we did is we recruit all tons of international students. We pair them up one-on-one, and depends on how many students you have, you can do one-on-one or one-on-two. And the students could, from the health-related course, or they should be related major, health education or kinesiology. And what they did is for 6 weeks, they meet twice a week, and for 6 weeks. Okay, depends on your quarter semester, you can go longer or shorter. And 1 hour each time, and it could be, I'm mandatory this as an instructor and as a part of the service hours, like we have 15 hours, they have to do service, but you can also just use it as a voluntary provide bonus credit for the course. So we actually developed a curriculum like this and the research team. So each of them get this curriculum. It's just the same. The topic includes, you can actually focus on one or several. We have the topic nutrition, physical activity, smoking, and stress management. Real the topic that really related to college students. So the curriculum like this, so each week, like meeting one, meeting two, all the way to meeting 12, what exactly you need to do, what's a warm-up question, and what you do today, and there's some feedback, they need to write it down. Each topic, we have education, all face-to-face. There's an education component where the American student, the health major student, talk about sort of education, knowledge, skills about physical activity or nutrition. There is also activity component. So for the education, it's not like a education, one person is talking, another person is listening, actually, because in order to help that one international student, the international student have to talk a lot about their cultural backgrounds, why I don't like physical activity, because I don't think it's feminine, or it's because I don't know how to do it. So the international student, they talk a lot, they kind of disclose what, their background, their history, their attitude. Then the American student can work with them for the education component, like goal setting, pros and cons analysis, stage of change, those kind of things are all building in the curriculum. So for the activity parts, so for nutrition, they actually went to the grocery store after they talk about food label. A lot of international students, they don't know food label because they don't have that in their home country. So they went to the grocery store, I give them a little like gift card and identify some food they never tried before, and it's good for them so they can purchase it and try it. For physical activity component, they went gym together, they taught each other on the activity they know they're interested in. So that's also like a culture related education. Like role play in the smoking session. So a lot of students, even international students, even they don't smoke, they have family member friends smoke a lot. So after this kind of the education component, they can do some role play. So how can I start this conversation with my friend if I want to help him quit? Something like that. And then stress management, they all do a relaxation practice together. So that kind of activity were built in the curriculum. So this is just a sample like each week, what's a goal, what's this activity. So for nutrition, we have like 3 or 4 topics and similar like physical activity. What's a plan, what's a learning outcome. So students know exactly what, you know, what they are supposed to learn at the end of this section. Benefits, increase the cultural competence reciprocally. International students learn culture about here, this country, but American students, now they start to understand one culture at least. And then actually practice the health promotion skill. Whatever they have learned in classroom, this is the time they really deliver and evaluate their learning outcome. And health behaviors, not just international students' behavior change. What actually we notice is American students, they also change their behavior. Why? It's just a reinforcement. When I teach you, then actually I have the pressure, or it's just a reminder, actually I need to do that too, not just tell you to do that. So actually American students change their behaviors. So those are just some pictures. They ask them to send to me, they're working together, the curriculum, and can you say they went to the grocery store together. As you can tell, they happy, and they chose some very healthy snacks there, and they went gym together, they did activities together, and they become friends. And sometimes when I read their like weekly journal, like there I have students, like they feel really, really sad because after 6 weeks they don't have to meet again. But I told them, like, I don't want to hook you up, but if you want to continue with me, that's totally fine. I won't ask you to report back to me anymore, but if you really want to continue meet and talk, and that's great. So some quotes from, this is a quote from the American students. Yes, I feel it's a great experience. Again, the ability to ask informative questions as well as get knowledge and cultural competence. Yes, I got to work with the international students one-on-one, really got to expand my cultural competence through this experience. Overall, it helped me implement everything I taught them into my everyday routine, exactly like I talk about. They start to change their own behavior. I was able to use all the theories and tactics to change behavior, such as motivational interview strategies we talk about in the classroom. Some quotes from international students. I learned a lot, great stuff about physical activity, how to combine with a good diet to help me stay healthy. I start to do more exercise. I quit smoking. I cannot believe we have talked about how, you know, quit smoking is such a hard thing, and we actually find tons of international students, they quit smoking. I don't know if they lied a lot, but they told me they quit smoking, and I thought that's amazing. Like, if their parents or me as a teacher tell them, don't, you know, quit smoking, they won't listen to me. But then if this appears, tell them it's not cool at all, and they start to quit. I think that's really, really effective. I know things about American culture I didn't know before. It was amazing experience. I have them later email me, ask me if I will do this again, and they want to keep coming. I said, depends on if I can get funding. So they love it. A few things, I really think this can not just, even if you are not at college or university campus, you can still run this kind of similar program to deliver cultural competence. A few things, if you do that, first, really clear goals and objective, what exactly you expect the students to learn for this experience, and not an add-on, but really have a clear expectation how you're going to evaluate their work. Collaborate with the international office. So this is very important. I was so worried about how to recruit international students. The thing is, a lot of the interested, they want to practice their English, they want to know American culture, but a lot of them, their culturally they're very conservative. They don't want to say yes. Even they want to say yes, they don't tell you that. So I try really hard. I ask them one-on-one. I even pass the checklist. Even you don't want to participate, say no. Then actually pretty high participant rate, and I didn't lose any of them throughout the 8 weeks. They love it. So that's the thing. Pay attention to the recruit the international students. Ask their preference to match them with the appropriate peers. Some of them really want to match with a opposite sex person. Some of them, especially if it's culturally or religiously inappropriate, you better just ask them what's your preference, or you don't have a preference. Arrange a kickoff meeting, so I brought them some nice gift and then some healthy snacks to make it clear that everybody is on the same page. They know what's the instruction, what they're supposed to do. Provide incentives, so I get like a pedometer. Everybody get a free pedometer. That's how they record the step and check their physical activity. They have like a $10 gift card. They can go to grocery store, do their shopping. So that's it. Not a huge incentive, just a reward to finish the program. Provide, I'm done. I don't have time. Ongoing opportunity, reflecting this. I don't know why. Okay, I have to do this. Where I was. So, opportunity for reflection and discussion. Weekly, they write the journal paper, and then I just read it and give them feedback. And then right now, it's just like this. Publish your project and get others know what you did. And then, yeah, that's it. So, thank you.